Subject, do you really think I'm the problem? Hello, Mr. Harvey and Ms. Strawberry. I am a lesbian who is out. I recently met the woman of my dreams, but she was not out to her parents. She recently told her parents about us. Her parents told her not to bring me to their home again. Here is my dilemma. My wife's father has slept with his wife's sister, his wife's sister's daughter, and his wife's first cousin. He has babies by all of these ladies. All of this outside children are welcomed in his home. Last count, he has about 7 outside children by 7 different women. He recently purchased a home for one of his outside sons. My wife's father made his wife call the outside son to give him the key to his new home that was purchased with their money. And the son's new home is a few minutes from the home he and his wife occupy. My wife's parents are born again Christian. My wife's mother is a mother in the church, and her father is one of the elders in the church. All the women he sleeps with now and has slept with are welcomed in his home too. The women will come to his home and he would go back in his bedroom with them and close the door and talk to these women while his wife sits in the front room watching TV. My wife's family has events at their home all the time. My wife is okay with going without me. I have a big problem with it. What should I do, Steve? She tells me her parents are up in age and she wants to spend as much time with them as she can before her parents pass away. Steve, I'm at my wit's end with this situation. What should I do? Signed, confused.
Why should you say it, Steve?
Yeah, this is a whole lot going on in this letter. I'm assuming that your partner told you all her family business because it's way too much info for you to know if you say you just recently met her. You said you just recently met her. I really think the issue here is you, though. I think you're moving a little too fast. You recently met the woman of your dreams, but here you are already calling her your wife. Did you guys get married and you didn't mention that? I mean, she just recently told her parents. She wasn't even out then. Her mom's a mother in the church. Her dad's an elder. Which means they probably are old school and just opposed and not comfortable with this lifestyle, with your lifestyle. That's why they don't want you in their house. And that's the point, no matter what goes on. And her dad is out of control. I got to tell you that, his lifestyle. But it's their house. And, you know, they have that right to refuse people to come in if they don't want them. But I think the real issue here is acceptance. I think you want them to accept you for who you are. And it's nothing wrong with that. And the fact that you love their daughter. I think that's the real issue, not so much getting in the house. But you want the lifestyle to be, you know, you and their daughter to be open and honest and out. And they're not accepting of that. Steve?
Well, let me tell you something, lady, because this ain't really my thing, but I understand. So here we go. I'm a lesbian who is out. Out of what? You're out of something. And I'm recently met this woman, but she was not out to her parents. So I know what that means,
yeah,
really,
know.
But for joke purposes, I'm just trying to figure out what you're out of. You know, it's the chips gone. We out of toilet tissue. I don't, you know,
hey.
These are problems that were created in my life if we was out of something. So I understand
really?
The magnitude of when you out, that's going to create a situation for some people because some people ain't accepting of out.
Mm-hmm.
So you done met this woman and then she told her parents about us. Her parents told her not to bring me to their house again. Now, that hurt you. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my dilemma. This is what you made your dilemma. You did this. My wife's father. Now, you just met her. She took you by the house. Now, she's your wife. My wife's father has slept with his wife's sister's daughter, and his wife's first cousin. He got babies by all these ladies. The wife is outstanding. She bought a lot to this man's life because it's just a harem came with her. How you know this, I don't know. I'm assuming that your wife / woman you just met told you this.
Exactly.
At last count, he got about 7 outside kids by 7 different women. He purchased a home for one of his outside sons. It's still his son. My wife's father made his wife call the outside son, give him the key to the new home was purchased with their money. And the home is minutes from the home. My wife's parents are born again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what? Now, let me just get to this, because I ain't got time for this right here. It's all a bunch of mess right here. Christians lie too. Born again, just got in, whatever kind of Christian you want to call them. And then let me tell you what Christians do. Christians got the nerve to weigh sin. Christians determine, not according to the Bible, but according to them, which sin is greater than other ones. God say all sins is the same. I'm not saying you being out is a sin. I'm just telling you how they looking at it since they supposed to be born again. Now, they figuring at least he was with some other women. Well, hell, you are too. And that's what I think I found refreshing about
this letter. What, Steve? What?
I think what I find refreshing about the letter is he is out with other women and you are too. So now, hell, we all out.
Are you speaking as a lesbian, Steve, right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I have been one my entire life. I like other women too. And that's how I live my life, as you. And I can understand exactly where you coming from. That's my answer to the letter. It don't make no damn sense, but neither did the letter. So
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.